It's Witless Friday, which means Brian's home getting really, really upset right now because he just heard that. And he's probably, oh wait, he's calling. Yep, Tim's phone is ringing. Tim's not going to answer, don't worry. Jack's phone will be ringing. No, he's not. He won't call Jack because Jack would just yell at him. I guess he's SOL. It's Witless Friday. Here's Tim Conway on 97.1, SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Brian Whitman will be back tomorrow, or I'm sorry, Monday at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow's Saturday. Why would he come in on Saturday? All right, before we have a young lady here who we're going to set up with some listeners, before we do that, we have the two finalists in the joke contest, and they're both winners. Ladies and gentlemen, Art and Peter, congratulations. Look at that. All right, let's listen to Art's joke first here. Art, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you? You there? How about Peter? You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
All right, you got a joke there? What was yours, the alligator joke?
It was the alligator joke, yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
What do you get when you put an alligator and a cat together?
I don't know.
An alligator.
There you go. Congratulations. All right, next Thursday, we'll see you down at the Staples Center.
Excellent. Thank
Hold
you so
on
much.
One sec. You got it, buddy. Looking forward to meeting you down there as the Avengers take on the Philadelphia Soul. All right, now the number one joke, I think, of all night is Art, and you're the finalist. Art, how are you, sir?
Hi. Fine, Dan. Tim,
all
how
right.
are you?
You want to tell that joke again?
Sure. This guy, every time he'd pass gas, it would make the sound Honda. And so he went to a bunch of doctors trying to figure out what was wrong, and none of them could figure out what was wrong. So he thought, well, Honda's a Japanese car, so I'll just go to a Japanese doctor. So he goes to a Japanese doctor, says, Doc, you know, every time I pass gas, it makes the sound Honda. And the doctor says, oh, you have an abscess. And the guy says, wow, that's amazing. None of the other doctors knew. How do you know that? And the Japanese doctor says, ah, everybody knows that. Abscess makes the fart go Honda.
All right, congratulations, Art. And
Thanks.
Peter, two finalists going to the Staples Center next week, next Thursday, as the Avengers take on the Philadelphia Soul. All right, now in the studio with us, a young lady that came down to meet Brian Whitman, and Brian Whitman is not here tonight. Her name is Laurel, and so we're going to set her up with some members of the audience, and let's go ahead and meet her. Laurel, how are you?
I'm good. How
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, you got to talk right now, Mike, as close as you can. You can pull it back. Pull it back towards you. All right, there you go. There you go. All right. All right, Laurel, you're 19 years old?
I am.
And what age range are you looking for in a dude?
Someone that's older than me.
How much older?
Not too old, maybe 22.
All right. Somebody who's 22 to what? Maybe 22 to 30? Is 30 precedent?
I think so.
How old's your dad?
47.
47.
No,
all right.
No, he's 50. I'm sorry.
All right, he's 50. He got close. All right. 22 to 27, maybe?
Okay, that's fine.
All right. 22 to 27. All right. You're 19 years old. How tall are you?
5'4".
5'4". And where'd you go to school? Where'd you go to high school?
Chino High School.
All right, Chino High. Isn't that near the prison? Isn't there a prison in Chino?
Yes.
All right. How close do you live to the prison?
Probably about 2 miles away.
All right. So you see guys, you know, in the area, you probably lock the doors?
It's actually a women's prison.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Ah.
The men's is further.
All right. All right, and you went to Chino High.
Mm-hmm.
Do you smoke?
No.
No smoking. Mm. How about drinking?
No, I'm not old enough.
All right, we get it. All right, we get that. And how about smoking weed? Do you ever do that?
No.
No, okay, no weed. All right, so you're like a good kid. Your parents brought you up properly.
Uh-huh.
Right. All right, well, so you say. All right, now how many brothers and sisters?
I have an older sister and a younger brother and sister. They're twins.
Oh, they are? All right, fantastic. How old are the twins?
They're 11.
11 years old. All right, and you have a job? You working?
No, my parents won't let me.
You live at home?
Yes.
Okay, living at home. That could be a big obstacle for a lot of dudes. See, I don't think, I mean, obviously I'm a married man, but I don't think I would, I think I'm past the threshold of picking up a date at her parents' house, you know? I think that I think that that move is flown out of my repertoire. All right, but Jerry Wyschowski's a young man. He's a young single guy, and so is Randy. Now, if you want to see what Laurel looks like, I'm going to give you her MySpace. Is it a private MySpace?
Yeah, but you can see a picture.
You can see a picture there. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, I'm going to give it to you a couple of times here. So grab a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper, and I'm going to give you her MySpace. All right? Here it is. It's www.myspace.com/... Dorky, D-O-R-K-I-E, underscore, 2222. Dorky, D-O-R-K-I-E, underscore, 2222, and you'll see a picture of this lovely Laurel. All right, now, so you're living at home. What do you want to do for a living?
I want to be an English professor.
You do?
Yes.
All right, so you did very well in English in high school.
No.
You did not?
No, I started writing, and then I just started loving it.
And what do you like about the English language?
I don't know. I just like writing.
All right.
Fun to put commas everywhere.
Okay. All right. Hey, look, LAUSD is on line 8. They'll take her. That's all you need to know with LAUSD is that you like to put commas everywhere. But, you know, can you break down a sentence? I mean, you're good with adjectives and...
I think so. No. I'm still learning.
All righty. You going to go to college?
I already am in college.
What college you go to?
Riverside Community College.
All right. Enjoyed out there?
I love it.
All right, Riverside Community College. And you're a single woman. What's the longest relationship you ever had?
6 months.
6 months. What happened there? He break up with you or did you bust up with him?
I've always been the one that's been dumped.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. What do they say? What do they usually use as an excuse to get out? I love you, but I don't love you?
No, that they found someone else.
Oh, man. Does that break your heart?
Kind of.
You know, F them.
Yeah.
You know, screw them. I'm sure, you know, your mom and dad raised you properly. Are they still together, your parents?
Yes, they're actually listening.
They are.
I hope.
All right.
Kept it on.
Well, you know what? I'll say this to your dad. You would deserve better than those creeps that you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
And how dare they break your heart? Did you cry afterwards?
Once
you cried?
Yes.
Recently?
Maybe a year ago.
All right. Jerry, please. But here's what my dad told me at a very young age. Why would you want to be with somebody that doesn't want to be with you?
Exactly.
You know? You got to live life like that. All right. Laurel is 19 years old. She's 5'4". She goes to she went to Chino High. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She doesn't smoke weed. You take pills at all?
Like Excedrin.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, no Vicodin, no acid, nothing like that. What kind of music are you into?
Ooh, a lot. I like pop, hip-hop, everything but rap.
All right. Hip-hop. All right. And what's your favorite band?
It's actually called May Day Parade.
All right. And can you sing one of May Day Parade's songs?
No, I only know one of their songs,
but
I love it. It's called When You Get Home, You're So Dead. And that's all I know. If you put it on, I can sing it, but I'm very horrible.
All right. So you're 19 years old. When is your birthday?
September 30th.
All right. So you just turned 19, basically.
Yeah.
Last September. It's about, we're halfway home. All right. And you plan on moving out of the house soon?
No. I have no money.
Because you don't work, right?
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to, but you want to work?
Oh, yeah.
Right. What do you want to do?
I want to work at Anchor Blue.
What is that?
It's a clothing place.
Anchor Blue?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, maybe you can get a job there. What's preventing you from working there right now?
My parents.
You got wheels?
Oh, well, yeah. I have a car.
Oh, you got a car. And you can't, your parents don't want you to apply for a job?
They don't want it to interfere with my schooling.
I bet they also don't want it to interfere with you babysitting the kids while they go out.
They never leave.
They never leave?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God. Okay. What kind of car do you drive?
A Volvo. The safest car.
A Volvo?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a pretty hot car for a 19-year-old. What kind of Volvo?
S40?
Is it brand new?
No.
All right, juice. Was it dad's old car?
No.
All right. All right, if you want to see Laurel on her MySpace, and please, no creeps. She was properly raised in Chino by her parents, And don't flip her out. And there's a lot of creepy listeners that listen to the station. All right, her MySpace is myspace.com/dorkie, D-O-R-K-I-E, _2222. She is 19 years old, 5'4", went to Chino High. If you'd like to say hi and ask her out, and maybe you'll win a date with this young lady. Who knows? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. 5'4", went to Chino High, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't do weed. She lives at home. You have your own bedroom?
Yes, I do.
You do? Wow. Yeah. Good show. Also, she wants to be an English professor. She's going to Riverside Community College. Her music is hot, is pop, hip-hop, and her favorite band is Mayday Parade. She drives a Volvo. Now, what are you looking for in a guy? Let's and don't just say a nice guy. Let's really get specific here.
He has to have a funny personality.
All right.
Has to make me laugh. He has to be mature. He can't be immature. We have to have great conversations.
Uh-oh.
I hate having silence, and when there's silence, I talk a lot.
Oh, bubba.
I like guys with black hair, brownish, curly,
okay.
Built, surfer.
Surfer type?
Yeah.
All right. Surfer types. And do they have to have a job? They have to have a little dough? They have to live on their own? Could they live at home?
Depends on their age.
Depends on their age.
Yeah.
All right. But you want a guy with a little dough.
Well, yeah.
Where's your favorite place if you're going to go out to dinner? Place you like to go.
I like to go to Target.
To eat at Target?
No, not to eat. I thought you were talking about places.
No, a place you like to enjoy
to
dinner.
To eat. It doesn't really matter. I'm not that picky.
You're not?
No, as long as it has really good food, I'm fine.
So if a guy takes you out to a hometown buffet, you're cool with that?
Yeah, I actually really like that place.
Okay. All right, do you gamble at all?
No.
You don't? What do you do for fun?
I hang out with my friends.
Right.
But mostly I go to school.
Right, you go to school and you
volunteer.
Study. And you get along with your brothers and sisters?
My little brother and sister, yes.
But not the other one?
We butt heads, but I know she loves me.
And is how old is she?
She's 21.
21. Oh, the queen of the house.
Yes.
And your dad treats her probably better than anybody in the house?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Probably
right.
The same.
All right, Laurel is with us. You can see her on myspace.com/dorkie, D-O-R-K-I-E, _2222. And if you're between the ages of 22 and 27, if you're funny, mature, you love conversation, that's a big red flag, guys. That means a lot of yapping all night.
No.
If you have black hair, you're a surfer type, then Laurel might be interested. You meet anybody on MySpace?
No.
You've never met anybody on MySpace?
No, that's kind of scary.
All right. How many friends do you have in MySpace?
150.
That's pretty good. Look at you. I think I have 3. All right. Let's talk to Donnie in Glendale. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, guys. It's Edgar.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
All right. What do you got?
I don't know. I just want to talk to Laura.
All right. Here she is. Why don't you tell us why you're the man?
6'3", green eyes. Just shaved my head tonight.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. It's so fun.
All right.
I'm a computer engineer. I don't know. She likes it though.
You're a computer engineer?
Yep.
All right.
And I could have some stimulating conversations up there.
Well, why don't we start with one right now? Here we go. Laurel, this is Donnie. Donnie, this is Laurel.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, great. What a beautiful night. I'm fighting.
It is.
What are you going to do tonight?
I'm sitting here with
Jesus
Tim Conway.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
And then I'm going to go eat.
I see. Maybe I could take you up dinner.
Maybe. What do you have to offer?
I don't know. Something by the beach.
Something by the beach. What does that mean?
I know a great restaurant.
Oh, you do? What is it called?
Taverna Tony's.
I've never heard of it.
It's a Greek restaurant.
Oh, Greek? I don't like Greek.
Are you Greek?
No, I'm not.
What are you?
I'm Armenian.
Armenian.
Yep.
All right. What do you think? In or out?
Out.
Out. Sorry, dude.
Sorry.
What was it about that I like this guy? What did you not like about him?
He shaved his head.
Oh, please.
Really? That's it?
Oh, that's so superficial. This guy could have been, this guy could have been a great husband.
I like hair to put my hands through. Sorry.
Hey, can you get a wig, dude?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Donnie. Bad vibes, man. All right. Let's talk to David in Irvine. Laurel's with us. She's 19 and single. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. Thank you.
All right. What do you got?
All right. I was listening in, and according to her description, I pretty much fit it. I am 22. I go to school and work full time. So I'm kind of a busy guy, but, you know, I'm trying to make it on my own.
And are you working at all?
Yeah, I'm working right now. Graveyard.
All right. Now, are you also living at home?
No. I have my own place.
You got your own pad?
Yeah.
Wow. You got a lot of chicks over there?
Well, I actually just got it not too long ago.
All right. So you've never had a chick over there?
No, I have. I have.
You have?
Yeah.
How many?
So far, one. But I've only been there a few months.
All right. Well, you're doing pretty good, dude. Look at you. Kicking ass. Starting in life. All right. Here's Laurel. Laurel, David. David, Laurel.
Hey, Laurel.
Hi.
Hey, I was listening in. I actually go to school not too far from where you're at, and I've been to Riverside, too.
Really? What school do you go to?
I go to Fullerton, Cal State.
Ah, Fullerton. What do you want to become?
Right now I'm in the arts field.
You're a pussy.
How about you?
I want to be an English professor.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you can come over to Cal State, actually. We have some of that going on.
All right, what's a perfect date, David? Why don't you describe for us?
A perfect date would be I'd take you out to dinner. I was also thinking by the beach. I like Italian. I actually went to Italy for a while. And after that, we can catch a flick. And then we'll see where it goes from there.
Look at that, man. Dinner and a show. Hey, what do you spend on a dinner typically for a chick?
Dinner for two, I would spend 50.
50 bucks?
Yeah.
Look at you, man.
When's the last time you got laid?
All right.
That would be... Let me answer that.
You can do what you want.
That was last month, actually.
Last month. All right. All right. What do you think? You like this guy in or out?
I don't know.
Yes
he
or no?
He seems like a player. No.
Ah, sorry, David, dude. All right, you're out, man. But that guy seemed like a cool dude. He's got his own pad. He's ambitious. He's 22. He's only been with one chick in that pad.
But he's not a good listener.
What do you mean?
He didn't know what I wanted to become, and I said it twice.
Oh, I see. Right. All right. Well, I mean, if you're gonna run, you could be like 55 and single. If you want a good listener, a good guy who's a conversationalist, you're gonna end up, 65 on your own. All right, you gotta give these guys a little more leeway, a little more space.
Okay,
they're only 22. They don't concentrate on stuff like that.
But there's so many. I don't know who to choose.
All right, Laurel is with us. She's 19 years old, 5'4". She went to Chino High. She doesn't smoke, drink, or do weed. She lives at home with her parents. She wants to be an English professor. She goes to Riverside Community College. She likes music. Her favorite band, Mayday Parade. Drives a Volvo, and she's looking for a funny guy between 22 and 27 who's mature, a conversationalist with black or dark hair, and a surfer type.
What's your cup size?
If you fit that, call us here, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Laurel is with us. She's 19 years old. She's 5'4". She went to Chino High. She doesn't smoke, drink, or smoke weed. So if you're into all that, take a powder here, gang. She lives at home. She wants to be an English professor. And she goes to Riverside Community College. She likes Mayday Parade. That's her favorite band. She drives a Volvo, and she's looking for a funny guy between the ages of 22 and 27. Who's mature, a conversationalist, black hair, brown hair, dark hair, and a surfer. So good luck, fellas. And you can also see her on the website, myspace.com/dorkie, D-O-R-K-I-E, _2222. Let's talk to a Matt here in Orange. Matt, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
What do you got going?
Hey, I just, how tall is she?
She's 5'4".
Oh, how much does she weigh?
I don't know. What do you weigh?
No comment.
No comment. I'd say 130. 125, 130?
That's good. That's
130.
Perfect.
I'm sorry?
Oh, wow.
What was that reaction?
It's a big...
I'm sorry. Big you girl. Just keep whistling. I'm sorry?
Wow. I'm in shock.
No, she's not. She's 130, oh. Dude.
Wow.
Ah, get out of here, jackass. What's wrong with you? All right, let's talk to Jason here in Canoga Park. Jason, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guy. How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing, dude?
I'm good. I love the show, by the way.
Thank you, man. Laurel's with us.
Hey, Laurel.
Yes.
Hey, you sound like a really nice chick, and I really think we could have a great time together.
Really?
Yeah, like, actually, I fit the profile exactly.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
Wow.
6 foot, 23.
You're funny?
My friends like to say that I'm funny.
Conversationalist.
I can hold a good conversation. You know, I like to learn about. You know, whenever I'm dating a chick, I like to learn about them, and you know, I definitely can hold a conversation with them.
Well, that's cool.
I like to find out about them.
What's a nice first date for you?
Well, actually, for a first date, what I was thinking was something along the lines of, I work with a accounting firm actually,
okay.
And one of my clients has a boat that he lets me use.
Hmm.
So I would actually probably first take her out on the boat. You know, just for some sightseeing around the harbor.
Wow.
You know, some nice stuff like that. I actually have a captain's license, so I can commandeer a boat pretty well.
Very ambitious. Sounds like a beautiful evening.
Yeah. No, it'd be great, actually. We do that first. Then afterwards, I think I'd take her to, like, you know, a nice restaurant. I'm not sure which one, but maybe, you know, a nice Hollywood restaurant, something like that.
Right. Are you excited so far, Laurel?
Yeah.
It's
good point.
I do that. You know, we'd have some wine. Well, actually, she's 19, so I guess she can't do that.
But. He's a good listener. He knows you're 19.
Yes.
But, so we'd do that. You know, maybe go to a movie or something, you know. We'd have a nice night on the town.
Wow.
Afterwards, usually I could take chicks back to my place.
You live at home?
Well, I got a nice apartment, actually. I got a nice two-bedroom apartment.
Oh, cool.
I just live by myself. But, I could take her back there, you know, and then afterwards I could probably just, like, throw in the basement, lock the door. I'd probably leave her in there for, you know, about a day before I go back in.
What?
And afterwards I'd just, you know, beat the hell out of her. I'd beat the hell out of her, slap her around a little bit, and then send her on her way.
Hmm. All right. Thank you, young man. Any interest?
No.
No.
That sounds painful.
Wow. Guy was off to a great start with the boat, and the dinner, the wine, and then he wanted to throw you
yes.
in a basement and beat the hell out of you for a day. Well, at least he was honest.
Yes, that's true.
Jesus Christ. All right, Alex in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, my man?
Hey, how old are you?
27.
27, all right. You're on with Laurel. Laurel, this is Alex. Go ahead.
Hello, Laurel.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, I'm going to tell you, like, how could it be our first date? Tell me if you like it or not. I think about probably going down on PCH Sunday afternoon. The sun is beautiful, you know, beautiful weather. Driving down on a 1968 Fastback and just blast away, have some fun. Have some drinks, have a good time. There you are. What do you say?
What do you think?
I don't know. I can't really understand him.
Okay.
I think that's going to be
that's
a problem.
Part of it. That's a big part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I don't understand blasting away.
Yeah.
And I don't get the whole 1968 something. It didn't sound like a great night. All right. He's an idiot. Max in Pasadena. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, this is Max.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
All right, tell us about yourself, dude. And speak up.
All right, I'm 22. type of a serious relationship type of guy. I'm a romantic. I'm a Cancer. I like to go to the beach, music, concerts. My job right now is like a customer service. I'm from Los Angeles. My type of date is pretty much anything as long as it's, you know, having a good time and make the best of it.
Sounds like a great night.
Pretty much.
All right, what do you think, Laurel?
I don't know. He said he's a Cancer and I'm a Libra, and that doesn't go.
Sorry, dude. Bad sign. Frank in West Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Frank?
Show.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I got a question for Laurel. Laurel, you sound real cute and everything, and you said you want to be an English teacher?
English,
yes.
Professor.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Because I'm actually studying to be an English teacher. I want to,
okay.
You know, I think, you know, I just want to see if you can get some stuff right, because,
maybe
you know,
help her out.
All right. She can help you out. I want you to name actually the noun, verb, and predicate in the following sentence. Please tell
this
me.
Wait, a noun?
Yeah, the noun.
Verb and the predicate.
Verb and the predicate in the dog runs up the hill.
Okay, the dog runs.
This isn't dating.
Up the.
Well, just answer the question. I just want to know if you can do it.
Okay, the dog run. The dog?
The dog runs up the hill.
The dog runs up the hill. What's the noun in that?
Dog.
All right, the dog. What is the verb?
Runs.
Runs. And what's the predicate?
I don't know.
So long.
up the hill? I don't know.
Yeah, and you want to be an English teacher? Please. Come on.
Hey,
well,
don't get down
on
her, dude.
English departments don't hire morons. I'm sorry.
Hey, please, dude. What is the predicate there?
Up the hill.
What is the predicate?
The predicate is up the hill.
Okay, well, that's what I said.
It.
I said
she
that.
She nailed it. She just
God.
Nailed it, dude.
If you don't know the predicate right off the top of your head, baby.
Don't get... Hey, how dare you, dude. Please,
sorry.
Get out of here, jackass.
I don't care.
Call her a bitch. What's wrong with you? Oh, we have the worst callers on the planet. Lewis in Montclair, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, Laura.
It's Laurel.
Laurel, sorry. Hey, do you want to work at the Anchor Point in Philadelphia and Central?
You want to what?
Does she want to work on the Anchor Point Philadelphia and Central Street on Chino?
Yeah, why? Do you work there?
No, actually, I don't do that. I used to shop there all around. She should go apply at Walmart. She sounds like a Walmart girl.
A Walmart?
No, Walmart. You know, Washington Mutual, the bank.
Oh, no, thank you.
All right, dude, why are you so interested in her employment? Just you guys want a date, or you want to find you a headhunter finding her a job?
No, I'm just asking because it's around the area anyway. So.
All right. What are you want to go out with this girl?
Sure.
Why would she go out with you?
Because I'm the surfer. I'm actually the surfer guy without a surfboard.
Oh, surfer guy without a surfboard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. Have you ever surfed before?
Never, but I skate.
All right.
I know, same thing, kind of.
All right, and what's a decent night out with Lewis?
Pretty much the Thai food, a Mongolian barbecue, and then shooting range, and probably a show at the Glass House.
All right, and how old are you, dude?
I'm 24.
24, so you can drink.
Yeah, I could drink.
How old is Laurel?
19.
Yeah, she can't drink.
But that Glass House, it's just one of the sickest in Pomona. They don't sell drinks there.
All right, what do you think? In or out, Laurel?
I feel bad. I'm turning everyone down.
Pass? Don't feel bad. Pass. Sorry, Lewis. Bad vibes. All right, I talked to Javier in Baldwin Park. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, man. Hey.
Hey.
Laurel.
Yeah?
Jimmy sells seashells by the seashore. Noun, verb, predicate, quick, please.
Right now. You guys, like, hate me or something?
All right, wait a minute. What is it? Jimmy sells seashells by...
Jimmy sells seashells by the seashore.
Okay, the noun?
Noun, verb, predicate, and let's also get the dangling participle.
Do you know it? How about let me hear you say it.
Okay, all right. I'm going to write this sentence down. I'm going to help you out here. Jimmy sells seashells by the seashore. Okay. All right. So what's the noun in that?
Jimmy.
Jimmy is the noun. What is the verb?
What's the sentence?
Jimmy sells seashells by the
cells.
Boom. And the predicate?
Predicate.
What's the sentence again?
Jimmy sells seashells by the seashore.
The seashore?
Is seashore the predicate?
That's correct. And what's the dangling participle?
Oh, you got them all
and
so far.
And a bonus question, the floating participle.
Like, I've never heard that word before.
Come on, English professor.
I'm only 19.
You're not cut out for an English teacher.
I'm 19. I have so much more years to go. So get off my back.
So the noun is Jimmy. The verb is sell. The predicate is seashore. And then you're looking for a dangling predicate?
Dangling participle.
Dangling participle. Oh, boy.
Does Tim know it?
I have no idea.
See?
But I'm not going to be an English professor. I got my job here. And what is it? The dangling and the floating?
The dangling and the floating participles.
Oh. What do you think? Take a guess at floating participle.
Say the sentence again?
Jimmy sells seashells by the seashore.
I would say the part where it repeats itself. Seashells?
Is it
wrong?
I'm sorry.
What's the dangling?
It's incorrect, dear.
Okay, sorry.
You're going to be teaching the minds of tomorrow. You know that, right?
I'm 19. Am I really going to teach someone tomorrow? I don't think so.
I'm saying you're going to be teaching the minds of tomorrow.
Well,
but
then I'll learn it
for
you.
Break it down. Hey, Einstein, break it down for us then.
The floating participle is cells.
Cells.
It duels as the verb and the floating participle.
Good for you.
And what about the
dangling? And the dangling participle is simply dangle. There is no participle. That's the joke.
Well, you didn't answer. You didn't ask me that.
but you should know it if you're going to be an English teacher.
All right,
on.
Stop busting her balls, please. All right, get out of here, jackass. All right, Laurel is with us. She is a single woman. She is 19 years old, 5'4", went to Chino High. She doesn't smoke, drink, or do weed. She lives at home. She wants to be an English professor. She goes to Riverside Community College. She likes Mayday Parade. That's her favorite band. She drives a Volvo, and she's looking for a funny guy who's between the ages of 22 and 27, who's mature, a conversationalist, black or dark hair, and a surfer type. And if you'd like to see her, see a photo of her, go to myspace.com/dorkie, D-O-R-K-I-E, underscore 2222, D-O-R-K-I-E, underscore 2222. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Now back to the Conway and Trash Can Show, because the only thing in the room with Conway is a trash can. Ain't no Whitman here. On 97.1, SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Laurel is with us. She's 19 years old, and she went to Chino High. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She also doesn't smoke weed. She lives at home. She wants to be an English professor. She goes to Riverside Community College. She likes Mayday Parade. That's her music. She drives a Volvo. She's looking for a guy between 22 and 27. Funny. What's going on, dude?
You know, Tim, I got a...
This is Randy Wang. We're in the middle of a show, dude.
Well, this Laurel right here, you know, you've really stricken me. You've smitten me with your beauty and your personality and... I gotta try to make a pass on you right now. Is that
what?
Okay?
You're a pig, dude.
Well, I think it's fate that she's here and that I'm here. Because, see, look, your name's Laurel, right?
Yes.
Well, I live off of Laurel Canyon.
Really?
So we have something in common there. And
How far is that going to go? So when the 30 seconds of excitement dies down after that piece of information, what do you do next?
We have more in common than that.
What is
she
that?
She lives in Riverside County.
No, I live in Chino.
Well, that's in Riverside County.
She goes to Riverside. She goes to Riverside Community College.
Yes. You go to Riverside Community College. I live off of Riverside Drive.
I thought you lived off of Laurel Canyon.
Riverside and Laurel.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's fate.
That is. You know what? I tell you, now you're on to something. I got goosebumps when you said
and
that.
And you were looking for a guy who's between 22 and 27. I'm 22.
Really?
And I've 22. Got dark hair. And you wanted a surfer. I surf the web.
Yes, dude. You're like a.
So we should really go to dinner because. I think we would really hit it off because we have so much in common.
We do.
All right, what do you think? You want to go out with Randy?
It's a tie between him and Jerry.
And killing yourself?
No, and Jerry.
And Jerry?
He was the first one that contacted me.
Jerry Wyszowski?
Yeah.
Nah,
you
don't want to
date that guy. What do you want to go out with a
goblin for? You want to date Jerry. Where would you take her, Randy?
I would take her... I think we'll have to go to Pink's.
Pink's for hot dogs?
Oh my God, I love that place.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow, you're really hitting it off here, the two of you.
Now, see, we'll go like on a busy Friday or Saturday night or something, and I'll drive up, you know, to Pink's right there on Melrose. I'll drop you off. You can start standing in line. Then I'll look for a parking space. As soon as I find one, I park. I'll meet up with you. You'll be at the front of the line, and then we'll order hot dogs.
And what's your record? How many have you eaten there?
I've had, I think one time I ordered three of those giant jalapeno dogs.
And you ate all three?
Yeah, over the course of a few hours, but...
You wouldn't do that if you were with Laurel, though. I heard you were crapping yourself all night.
Well, no,
yeah,
you
watch
know what
you eat, dude.
Actually, you know what I would order for you?
Mm-hmm.
And we would probably split it over a candlelight dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had Pink's pastrami hot dog burrito?
No.
We should split that. It's the most romantic food.
All right,
there
Laura,
is.
You want to date this guy or not?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah.
Is that right?
He beat everybody.
Wow, look at you, dude.
Well, we have so much in common.
All right, get out of here. When the show's over, you can get her phone number.
All right, dude.
All right. Jesus Christ, man. I tell you, they're like hawks around here. Everybody's like so young and horny and piggish around who works here. All right, Seth and Upland, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hello, Conway.
Hey, dude, you're on with Laurel. What do you got?
Hey, Laurel, what's up, girl? How you doing?
Nothing much. You?
Nothing much. I'm hanging out here in Upland. I'm from the IE. I went to high school by you.
Oh, really? Where?
I went to Damien.
Oh.
Wow.
So, yeah, you know, I'm tall, dark, handsome. I like to surf. I've been surfing a couple times.
You got a job?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You live on your own?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, there you go. Laura, what more can you ask for?
I don't know, but what about the other guy?
Oh, Randy?
Randy.
You don't want to date Randy. all right, hold on one second, dude. You like that guy or not? Seth and Upland.
I would have to get to know more of him before
all right,
I
Seth.
Know.
All right, go to the rest of you guys holding on, go to her MySpace. We've got Fabian, Seth, Eddie, David, Mary.
My
you know the term, it's not the F word, it's lesbian.
Oh, yeah, huh? Right. Sorry. Well, I'm not that. This girl sounds cute, but my fiance and I have a really cool friend, and his name is Seth also. And he's not a loser, like all these other losers that are calling in.
Right.
But he's
a cool guy?
Very cool. He's
describe him to us.
He's like 6'2", 6'1", 6'2". He's an architect. He plays hockey and like with his friends and stuff. He's very cool. We hang out with him like every other Friday because he has a life. He's very funny, very, like, outgoing and stuff. We've only known him for about 3 or 4
all
months.
All right, hold on one sec. Let's give her number to Laurel as well. All right, Jeremy, Brian, Travis, thanks for holding on. Go to her MySpace, and you'll respond to some of these guys, right?
Yes, I will.
All right, myspace.com/dorkie, D-O-R-K-I-E. I threw that piece of paper away. D-O-R-K-I-E, underscore 2222. Thanks for coming in, baby.
Thank you for
all right, folks,
me.
Don't forget to sign up for the big poker tournament. It is 2 weeks from yesterday, the 27th of March, and we'll be down there with about 400 or 500 players. So be one of the first to sign up. You get a better chance of joining us March 27th. And then next Thursday, March 20th, we'll be at the Avengers game as the Avengers take on Philadelphia. So come on out to both events if you can make it. Whitman will be back on Monday. Stay tuned for Gretchen and the Lukes. The Lukes is back in town. Yeah, he's off the road. And something special in mind. All right, gang, it is the Conway Whitman Show. Brian, I hope you're back on Monday. We'll see everybody then live at 97.1 Free FM. There you go.
You know, Tim, I got
a Randy Wang. Right, we're in the middle of a show, dude.
Well, this Laurel right here, you know, you've really stricken me. You've smitten me with your beauty and your personality, and I gotta try to make a pass on you right now. Is that
okay? You're a pig, dude.
Well, I think it's fate that she's here and that I'm here. Because, see, look, your name's Laurel, right?
Yes.
Well, I live off of Laurel Canyon.
Really?
So we have something in common there. And
how far is that going to go? So when the 30 seconds of excitement dies down after that piece of information, what do you do next?
We have more in common than that.
What is
that? She lives in Riverside County.
No, I live in Chino.
Well, that's in Riverside County.
She goes to Riverside. She goes to Riverside Community College.
Yes. You go to Riverside Community College. I live off of Riverside Drive.